Mama Thought tries to lift up Lyrica's spirits, and Jason Lee is having a bit of a mixed family issue. And as you can see, Booby is trying to shoot his shot with April. But we all know who April is really going to end up with. Stay tuned. You're watching Love & Hip Hop.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, the buzz.
We are back.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on?
I'm so happy we're back, you guys.
Yes. We're back in action.
Yes. I'm one of your hosts, Lanisha Fisher, and I cannot do this show without my co-host, Rakaya Crawford, y'all. She is an R&B singer. Oh, you should be on this show for real.
Listen, my life ain't that drama-filled, so... But listen,
I can
create like some fake drama so I can be on the show.
Girl, you could sing. And Rakaya over here also has some news and gossip for us. So you guys definitely need to stay tuned till the end. As you guys know, we like to break this show down in all of its drama. And we have some tweets and predictions. So let's get it started.
Let's do it.
Rakaya, what is your overall thoughts of this episode?
Well, first of all, I just want to say I'm so happy to be back. Like, 2 weeks of not being here was like, what? Like,
for real.
You guys. I missed you. But I would say, like, overall, this episode, Zell, I freaking love him. Like, he made me love him more and more. He's freaking hilarious. Also, I thought it was pretty cool that we got to see a different side of Jason Lee. You know, because we're so used to, like, him being messy Jason. Sorry, Jason.
Right.
But it was really cool to see a different side of him with his family, which I know we're going to tap into. But what did you think about the show?
I actually like that you said, talked about Jason Lee a little bit. Because, you know, he has a little bit of his own little messy issues dealing with. With all of that,
yeah.
I could definitely say with this whole episode, I felt very relatable to Lyrica. I was feeling her with this hot and cold relationship and her just, she wants him, she hates him. Like,
ladies, we've all been there. It's like one minute we want this dude, like, oh my God, that's my baby daddy. I love him. And then, like, the next minute it's like, he get on my nerves.
Okay.
Like, when he breathes.
And sometimes you feel that same feeling at the same time. Mm-hmm. So we're definitely going to get into that.
Yeah.
But let's start.
Damn!
Okay. It be like that.
It do.
J-Lo with the sound effects tonight.
All right. J-Lo is in the building, our producer, y'all. She bringing the heat. All right, so let's start from the very beginning with Mama Thought, a.k.a. Paris.
Yeah.
That's actually, like, one of my best friends because she wants to help Lyrica out, and she has a little bit of plans. Get the guys out the house.
Please.
Bring April into the mix. And get some strippers.
Listen, but now them strippers though, they weren't that good.
Mickey Monday, like, wasn't feeling them.
At all. I'm on Mickey Monday on that one. I was like, if you don't bring some scruples, get the scruples. Like, with the big booties and all. Like, them, they look like they found them at Walmart.
My gosh.
Not so much.
Booby wasn't feeling the strippers, but he's definitely feeling April. He's definitely.
How do you feel about that?
You know, Booby, April ain't for you. She with Fizz. It's okay, but you know.
Oh, God.
Come back to the show and we'll talk. No, I'm playing.
Oh, God, Booby. She won't you. See, but the thing is, it's like with Booby, I'm just like, sir, like, no. Don't even get into that situation. You know what I mean? But, you know, back to Paris, though, I thought it was really dope that she's like my homegirls, too. That's like, okay, you know what? Forget these dudes. Get this male energy out. Mm-hmm. We need some just females here. Turn up a good time. And even though the strippers were a little, they're like B-minus strippers. But it was at least a good time. And it was good energy. And April's beautiful. I can't even lie. She and her
definitely.
Little PJs. I was like, okay, little Bonnie. But... I will say, like, it was cool that she was like, hey, I don't really know Lyrica like that, but I'm willing to do what it takes to have a good time.
Yeah,
like,
and she said she's been in Lyrica's situation, so she could relate. So that's what made her really want to actually join in and make Lyrica have a good time. But those are good friends. You guys really need to get friends like that, people that are actually going to go the mile. And Paris over here calling Lyrica single.
Oh, let's see.
Ooh, The mess. What do you think about that?
Like, I mean, yeah, she's just trying to be a friend. I think that's all that is. Because mm-hmm. as soon as we, you know, see A1, when he finally does come to the house, yeah. you know, they kind of hug them together. And like, hey, y'all, you know what yeah. I mean? So, yeah, naturally, it's like, okay, this is for single Lyrica. And also, it kind of, like, caters to, like, when you're going through those emotions up and down, yeah. you're kind of like, okay, well, I don't know if I'm going to be with this guy or not. So, guess what? I might as well have fun.
Yeah.
And I guess the time that you had fun last was when you were single.
Hello.
You know, but
people think single is a miserable time, but hey, take advantage of your singleness.
How are you liking the single life?
Girl, living life. It's only bad if you make it bad. If you sit in, like, I feel like Paris, well, that's why she was talking about Lyrica mm-hmm. being sad in her room. Just looking at A1 having a good time. He's living his best life, so girl, get out the room and live your best life too.
Yeah.
That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, I mean, single life, I'm single now, and it's not terrible. I think for me, it's just like when it comes to dating and all of that, like, I actually hate calling it dates. Like, when guys are like, oh, it's, you wanna go on a date? And I'm like, we can spend time together. But I would say, like, overall that's just my little weird thing, okay? Judge me if you want. But the thing is, for me, it's like, when it comes to being single, mm-hmm. like, I enjoy it. And the thing is if someone comes along that's serious and is like, hey, I'm really interested in you. I really want to invest in time, build, get to know you, you know, on a deeper level, then I would entertain it.
Yeah.
But, like, in the meanwhile, I'm getting to this money.
You know? Okay. Money. And then while you being single, people are missing you. Speaking of which, A1 was with his boys, missing, telling him how he misses his girl and how he just doesn't want to get in an argument with her. He's just giving her the space. So that's his reasoning for why he was out partying in Las Vegas.
You know, I think that with that situation, I actually felt, and Mickey Monday, he commented on it too, mm-hmm. when he was like, you know, I'm hurt too. Like, I'm reacting based off of the hurt, like, because she cheated. And of course, mm-hmm. like, when A1 came here, you know, we were like, A1, what you doing? Sorry, why you messing up? Why you thatting and bapping? But the thing is, men hurt too.
I think
women, we've got to listen to men, we've got to hear them out because they go through stuff too, and they react to hurt and they cope with hurt very differently from how we do as women.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt him when he was like, I'm hurting. Not saying that that's an excuse to be out there, you know, sharing your loins, but I mm-hmm. do think it was a valid point. He's like, I'm hurting.
Yeah.
And she did cheat. So we can't completely disregard his feelings. You know what mm-hmm. I mean?
And all people that, so. Express their feelings in different ways. Everyone's mm-hmm. different and everyone expresses it in completely different ways. Yeah. And Booby was here before with us. If you guys haven't seen it.
I'm so glad I missed that show. He's getting like,
Yes. And he commented on it, saying, like, they shouldn't be doing a tit for tat. At the end of the day, squash the game. Y'all in a marriage. Work it out, y'all. Mm-hmm. Work it out.
Yeah.
We're going to take a little break on them, and we're going to get into this Jason Lee.
Yeah.
This Jason Lee whole mess. So, basically, he had a brother who he said was like a father figure to him. His name was Rodney. And Rodney had passed away about 20 years ago. And he's bringing the family together to have a memorial for Rodney. What do you think about this whole situation about him not being speaking to his family for a long time, but him trying to put them all back together?
You know, it's... Again, like I said in the beginning, it was nice to see a different side of Jason. I think his pain is real. It's hard. He's in a hard position because one of the toughest things to do is try to make someone, you know, basically understand your experiences.
Yeah.
A lot of times we love the way that we know how to love best, or we treat people the way that we either desire to be treated or that we want to be treated or anything like that. So it's kind of like, his brother Link, it kind of disappointed me because I have family members like that too that are just like, no, I'm out. And it's like, just hear each other out. If there's anything in family that I would urge everyone to do is to listen to your loved one. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we will give people that are not our family the benefit of the doubt and we'll listen and hear everybody else out, but we don't do that to our family because we don't want to deal with that real pain. And I think that's part of like what his brother, just kind of watching, we don't know the intricate details.
Yeah.
Watching his brother Link, he was just kind of like, okay, I'm out. We're not bashing dad. But that's Jason Lee's truth. Dad wasn't there.
Do you think that it probably had to do with maybe the fact that there was a lot of cameras around?
Yeah, I was about to tap into that part, too. See, this is part where I couldn't be on Love & Hip Hop. I would love to be on there to, you know, sing my little oohs and ahs. You know.
Do a little sing.
Listen, oohs and ahs, and maybe check a few people. But when it comes to my family, I am so protective of my family. Like, I just couldn't.
Yeah.
I could not put my family business out like that. Because if your last name ain't Crawford, I won't hear it.
Right.
I'm like that with anybody. I don't care if you at church. I don't care if we at outside anywhere. Don't try to step into this territory when it comes to family. So I commend them for putting their personal business. I mean, even with Lyrica and A1, putting your marriage out there, like, that's a lot. Because everybody got opinions. But, like, when it comes to family and a situation that sensitive, I couldn't.
I think that's why his big brother was getting so, like, angry and didn't really want to hear him out. Because at the end of the day, this is supposed to be a private moment between us. We're here to talk about, you probably told us, like, this was just, I don't know, but he probably told him, like, this is about Rodney and the memorial, and all of a sudden you're listening, and it seems like there's a lot of bashing about someone who you actually look up to, and all these cameras are around.
But see, I didn't think it was bashing, though. I honestly didn't, because when you listen to Jason Lee, he was like, okay, he actually talked about the fact that his brother and sister were raised in a loving home.
Yeah.
He said that wasn't his experience. So it's not up to us to, you know, to tell someone what their experience is of that person, of in this case, which is his dad. Mm-hmm. You know, I think he was being honest. I don't think it was a situation where he was bashing his dad, because if he doesn't feel like, hey, I don't feel like dad loves me, he's ever said it to me, he's never expressed it to me through his actions, he's not there for me, and their experience is completely different, I don't think that's bashing.
Completely different.
Mm-hmm. Right, it's like us both going to the movies, and we're both looking at the movie, and I may love it, and you're like, I hate it. That doesn't mean you're bashing it.
Right.
That's just your opinion. And I think because his brother was just so emotional, he just took it personally, and it's just like, no, just hear your brother out.
It's just a different feeling when you have someone that you're looking up to and to hear. It, like I said, it probably is hard for him to hear all of this and everything. That's why I said it was hard with the cameras all around, because he probably is looking at it like, are you doing this for clout? Are you doing this for the cameras?
Right.
Like, you know, it's hard to take you seriously. Especially like when his sister was telling him to have a one-on-one private, like, I love that advice. Mm-hmm. Where she told him, I think you should have just a one-on-one with your dad. Like, I do agree that you should talk to dad and just have your one-on-one. But she said privately, but that meeting did not look like it was going to be private.
Yeah, that's a thing. You're not getting cameras around my family because my mom and my daddy. Mm-mm. And I'm pursuing a career that one day I could potentially be in spotlight. No. Don't ask me about my mama. Don't ask me about my daddy. Don't ask about my brother, my sister. No, none of that. Family is off limits. Absolutely not.
Right. For real. So let's get into moving on to the actual memorial.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. I did love the doves as far as that aspect and everything. But Jason mentions that the dad never showed up.
Yeah. That's
one of his brothers also didn't show up to the memorial as well.
I honestly think that, and we can only assume, that they didn't show up because of the cameras.
Mm.
The last time he was on camera, it was in a negative way.
Mm.
So I think that he probably was just like, I'm not dealing with this on TV. It sucks.
True.
And I did think it was a little dramatic, the scene where he was waiting for him at breakfast, because it's like, see, there he didn't show up again. It's like,
okay. I was looking, because I saw this on the live YouTube, and a lot of people were saying, like, what is with this filler?
that scene could have been just out. I think they could have just, but of course, you know, with production and all that kind of stuff, they always want that dramatic aspect. That part I was like,
like, we didn't have to do all
that. Yeah, that part was a little extra to me. But yeah,
I do hope that Jason and his dad can work it out, maybe off camera, maybe when they're not shooting or anything. I hope that they could work it out. But if not, it is what it is. At least the people came, some, you know, at least some of the people came there to pay their respect to Rodney.
Yeah, and you know, I felt for his daughter who never met him. That's crazy. I'm a daddy's girl.
Okay.
I'm a huge daddy's girl. So, Future Bae, I'm sorry. I love my daddy. I love my
daddy. Me too.
I am such a daddy's girl. So, like, I couldn't imagine, like, not meeting my dad. Like, never. And he literally dies before I am able to even remember him, have any memories with him, anything like that. I just couldn't imagine. So, it was really, like, strong of her to get up there and be on TV and all this, around all these people that knew your dad and you don't know him. That's crazy. That's something I was like, wow. But yeah. But yeah, it was a tough scene. You know, I can only imagine for the family.
It was a tough scene to watch. And everyone had comments on this, but we love you guys always making comments with us at AfterBuzz TV.
Yeah.
Rakaya, tell us how much we love them.
I know. Such a perfect segue to tell you guys how much we appreciate you guys for making us the ESPN of TV talk and always tuning in with us every single Monday to see this amazing show, Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, and rocking with us. Again, make sure that you're always commenting, subscribing to us on YouTube, giving us ratings on iTunes, all of that, because without you guys, there is no us. We can't do what we do, how we do. So thank you guys so much for rocking with us. Lanisha, how have you loved being here at AfterBuzz TV?
I love it. I get to meet all new hosts, especially you. It's been so great adding you on to the Love & Hip Hop team. Like, it's been amazing. And I definitely love all the guests that we've had. Yes. So guests,
come on.
Shout out
to Miss Conversation Piece.
Okay. Yes, she's been booking.
Listen, she's safe. She makes sure. Right.
Okay. So, Love & Hip Hop fam, especially if y'all want to tell your side of the story, feel free to come at Love & Hip Hop After Show on AfterBuzz TV.
Yes,
and
yes.
Thank you, Maria and Kevin, for giving us this opportunity.
Yes, huge shout out to them, and thank you.
Now, let's hop into this pool party over here, okay? Because it was popping, all right? Especially with April and Finn.
Now, time out. Let me ask you about this pool party situation. So, you know, we had Summer Bunny on the show. Yes.
Yeah.
So,
I remember that. Watching that because I wasn't there.
That was a good time. So she was saying that she was actually banned from going, to the trip. Now, her thing was, she said it was because, you know, she said Lyrica was afraid of her and some other things. Y'all got to go back to that interview and watch us with Miss Summer Bunny. So she said she didn't go to it. So do you think it would have been like a lot more drama if Summer Bunny would have went? I just wanted to ask you that question.
For sure. Lyrica would not be making up with A1 because there probably would have been another argument there. Be like, see, you got this little girl over here again. There would have been a whole nother hot
mess.
Where
did Brittany B go? Because wasn't she on an Apple Watch? Because they were on the, weren't they on the bus?
Yeah, okay. They were on the bus, but remember, last episode, Apple and Brittany went over to their family, and they got their own condo.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Apple wasn't having it.
Yeah, Apple, listen, I love me some Apple. Apple's okay. A real one. I love her.
I said, for real, I could relate to Apple.
She was like, "No, we're doing nothing over here.
Because I'm done here with the drama. Let's get our own condo."
I'm not mad at it.
So they didn't show that. Mm-hmm. I do wish that they ended it with them, though.
Yeah.
As far as the trip, because they were a part of the Vegas trip.
Yeah.
And, you know, I did like seeing Apple and her son together. So, but let's go back to this party. Let's go back to this party, okay? Because I'm ready to talk about Fizz in April. So at first we hear about Fizz because, as you know, his grandma died and passed away from a heart attack. And she wasn't able to come to the show or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And Fizz is, you know, expressing his emotions to April. And April's just saying, like, "I'm checking on you. Are you okay?" And she's putting a little smile on Fizz's face, you know.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. This is going to sound really bad. You're going to be like, "Okay, you're switching sides." Okay, because, of course, I have been like,
Mm-mm. Like, don't do it.
Don't
April.
Do it. There's two. There's so many other options. I know what I've said. I've watched the interviews of what I've said about this whole April and Fizz situation. However, I'm not gonna lie. When I see them interact, I'm like, maybe people aren't right. Because some people are just like, well, you can't help who you you know, who you love or who you connect
right.
with.
Your feelings about it.
Right. I think for me, it's just the whole approach, like, from the beginning. It's just been like, and then that little preview, that we're going to talk about that in predictions, but I saw that little preview.
Okay.
Just leave it at that. But, like, when I see them interact, I can tell that it's there.
Yeah.
I think, like Paris said in previous episodes, if you guys just come out and say it, I think the world will respect you more. I think I would have respected it a little bit more if they would have just been upfront with it. And then they over here ended up in bed together, like.
Mm. I would have been the same way, but leaning,
that was hilarious,
you know, eventually getting over it, you know, because at the end of the day, it ain't my relationship, mm-hmm. you know.
Right.
I don't know y'all, so do whatever you want to do. I don't care.
Right.
But they were definitely having fun and, you know, jumping on everything.
Fun.
And then on the other side over there, you know, A1 is trying to shoot his shot back and get with Lyrica. Ray J brings A1 to the party.
Right.
Speck tries to talk to him and he's looking at like, you see that queen over there? That's your queen. Go get her.
Yeah, that was sweet.
And A1 went over to, and he sugarcoated all of it, talking about he's going to take counseling. Yeah. He'll kiss your feet, girl.
He kissed her feet.
He did. Like, he actually did kiss your feet, girl.
Yeah.
He's saying he wants you back. He misses you. And Lyrica's trying so hard to keep her ground.
I know. I can tell. They love each other. They do. It's just very dysfunctional way. But
yeah.
Each relationship is different. You know
what
I mean?
Do you believe, like, what he was saying about, like, that he's willing to change, that he's made a mistake, you know, take me back, you know? Do you believe what he's putting down?
Hmm. I don't know.
I definitely want to know from you guys in the chat as well, all right? Comment all the time. You know, I need to know.
I don't know yet.
Are you guys, you know, believing A1? I don't know if
I believe him yet. But this is also coming from a place where dudes do something, I'd be like, I always give him a little side eye, a little squint, because yeah. I don't know if you're going to change. You got to show me. But like she was saying, a lot of times guys think that we need these like elaborate ways of saying I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
When your actions and just treating me with love and respect, that is apology enough.
That,
you know,
part.
Mean? Like, we don't necessarily need you to be like, give me the wind and the rain and, you know, have rose petals everywhere. Although that would be nice, you know, to have rose petals everywhere.
I was about to say, I'm not going to complain about it.
But the thing is that a lot of women can, and you ladies, let us know if you agree, is that all of that means nothing to us if you still treat me like crap.
Yeah.
So you can honestly keep your flowers. You can keep all of that because you can still be getting me flowers mm-hmm. and still be cheating on me. So that's a no for me. I think that's what she meant. Is
ooh,
like,
girl,
I don't need
you better
all that.
Preach.
Just treat me with love and respect, and I will give you the world.
Okay.
And you know, both of them got to stop cheating on each other.
Like, this tit for tat.
Yeah, they just got to learn how to, you know.
You either gonna forgive me or not.
Yeah.
We're either going to patch this up and actually work on it.
Right.
Like he said, go to counseling. Actually go to the counseling and work on the marriage. Or call it quits.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
You know? I just love what you said, though, about that. Like, it's all about the action.
Yeah.
And you could still treat that part, girl. You could still treat me like crap and give me all these materialistic things.
Yeah. That's the thing with me. It's a simple things.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong. Of course, certain things matter, like in relationships. You know, you want to have someone that's got, you know, money, is well off, or this and that, good looking. All that's great. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I also want someone that is respectful, loves the Lord, loves the Lord more than he loves me, so that he can find me through God. And he, because he loves God so much, he will actually treat me with the love of Christ.
Okay.
Like, that's what I want in a relationship. Someone who wants to get to know me, who actually knows things about me, sometimes without me even saying. That type of love. A person that's not going to put our love at risk because of a temporary, you know, situation. My dad always says, don't make a permanent decision in a temporary circumstance. And I want someone that's going to consider me, because I don't want to have to check your phone. I don't want to have to do all that mess. I don't want to have to be like, who is this? Who is she?
No. Guys, she's single, and this is the list that you guys have to go through.
Right. It's not that much.
But clearly, you know, they made up a little bit, because at the B2K concert, she was twerking up on them.
That was cute. I'm not going to lie. That was cute to see. Okay. They were like, they were just kind of reminiscent. Like,
she
could have
stayed mad at them.
Yeah.
She could have stayed mad. Yeah. And it was nice, the B2K concert. I love that we got to see Raz there.
Yeah. You know what? I really want to see him win.
Yeah.
And I want to see him get better. Like, I understand, because I know, I think it was when we were talking to Mickey Monday, you know, about Raz, we kind of acting outlandish and all that. He's like, all media is good media. And to an extent, you know, sometimes, like, it's really heartbreaking to see celebrities lose it because they're not dealing with personal stuff.
Right.
You know, and for the sake of, okay, all publicity is good publicity or whatever. I think I really want him to just, like, get it together.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what I respect about Fizz, when he's like, the love is still there backstage. If you come, the door is always open.
Right.
We still love you. Just get the help that you need.
Yeah.
Raz, we love you too over here. Okay.
We love
just
you,
letting
Raz.
You know. Right. You want to come on after.
Come on, here she go. What happened to Booby? I'm still Booby.
She's still all Booby. Booby is not happening with April, so you know.
No, he's such a, he's a handsome dude, though. I can't even lie. I like his smile. I'll just leave it at that. That, okay, don't even try to
say
that. That was a sincere compliment, okay? That's it. That's it.
But yeah. Oh, my God. With all of that being said, girl, let's get into our trending tweets.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's talk about it. Go ahead, girl.
Okay, girl. So the first one is from at Unknown Beauty, who says, A1 just got off. And if y'all look at this photo, I've been seeing so many photos of A1's outfit everywhere.
At this point, once he said, like, why he does things, it's like, that's A1. Like, but I'm not gonna,
but they are clowning
accurate,
this
though.
Outfit, though. Not with the stop sign. Come on now.
They're wrong for that. They're
like
wrong
the
for
street
that.
Parking. Come through.
Uh-oh, what about the next one? Here's
the
idea.
All right, the next one, at Just Yada 83 says, at A1 Bentley, the fact that you want marriage counseling to get back on track, that's so awesome. And that shows at Lyrica that you love her. What do you think? The fact that he mentioned marriage counseling.
It's a good step.
It's a good step. I feel like
step.
What you said. If he actually goes through it and does it, then you're definitely A+, 100% on y'all team, okay?
Yeah, I always feel weird, like, talking about people's marriages, because I've never been married. So,
right.
So I'm like, it's a good step, I think.
All right, let me get to this last tweet. Alyssa _Bailey95 says, wish I had a friend who had my back like Zale Swag got. Who is Paris P?
Well, luckily, I do. I got my friend. Shout out to Tamika Peoples, my girl Philly, my girl Demi, my sister Mikasha, my brother Xavier. That's my team right there.
Okay.
So
I have too
got
many
friends.
Besties,
my friends
y'all.
Always got my back. Like, but they are a good time. Honestly, I think it would be fun to have like a segment with just Zell and Paris. Like if they did like a show with them too.
That's what I was saying.
They are actually a good time.
They're a great show to watch.
And he is shocking me with this whole woman thing.
Yes.
I thought he was gay. I really did. I thought he was. But he's like, I'm about to dip into the lady pond. I'm about to splash. I said, Okay,
girl.
Yes.
So I now need to know from you this news and gossip.
Yes. So the news and gossip. So our girl, Miss Okr herself, she went off because Access Hollywood, they basically chopped up an interview when she was talking about, you know, just balancing motherhood and all of that and her fame and whatnot. And the way that the interview came out, it basically insinuated that Culture, her daughter, calls someone else mom.
And that wasn't even the case at all.
And that's not how it, I don't think that's how it was meant. And, and we see she's very active in Culture's life.
Her
Offset, and Offset with his other children as well. It's like, don't talk about people's kids.
At all.
Access Hollywood.
Don't do false statements about the kids. Don't, period, at all.
Yeah, I don't even have kids, and I have nephews, and I'm over here like, listen, square up. I don't play with that. Mm-mm. So I think she was rightfully upset, and I had just so happened to click in that live at the right time when it said Cardi B went live, and she went live, and it was lit. Like, she was not playing any games. She went off.
Yeah. Because,
and she wasn't playing. She's like, I'm real. Like, don't play with my kids.
She may work hard. You guys may have seen her show, Rhythm and Flow.
That's okay? a good one. I like that show.
And you know she's working with Fashion Nova and in the studio, but at the end of the day, her kid comes first.
Most
beyond
definitely.
All of that, period. And Cardi, please don't be done with press, because AfterBuzz TV will never do you wrong. You can always come here. We will never cut
exactly.
you off, okay?
Yes, come on, girl. Come on.
We got you.
Right, exactly.
So I got a little fun game quick before we go, girl.
Oh, goodness.
It's
I'm about to lose.
Guess That Bar. Okay. Normally, Combo does this, but I'm going to try to do this justice. This is where I say the lyrics of a song,
okay.
and my panelist over here, she has to guess the artist and the name of the song. Are you ready, girl?
Oh, God, no.
I got you, girl.
Oh, God. I'm going to lose this game. I'm going to lose this game, guys.
All right, first song. Ready?
Okay.
I love the way you teasing me. Gonna have to start pleasing me while we're on this floor. You're kicking it round and round. I love the way you put it down.
You better rap. Damn.
You're making me scream for Mo.
What?
Put your two way next to mine.
Who is
Baby,
this?
Baby, hit me anytime. You and me behind closed doors. What is it?
What music is that?
I know what it is, but I can't tell you.
Give me a hint. Give me, what's the letter of artist's name?
Oh, I can't tell you that.
I don't know who that is. That's not gospel.
I love the way you're teasing me.
Who is that? Is that Megan Thee Stallion?
All right, girl. I'm going to let you know what it was. It was B2K. Bump, bump, bump. I love the
girl.
Way you're teasing me. Gonna have to start pleasing me.
The way she's slowing that down. I love the way you're teasing me. I love the, what?
All right, you ready for the second one, girl?
That is a, that was a hot mess.
It's going to be the same way.
I love the way you're teasing me.
Same
what?
Way, girl. You ready?
Oh, God, Jesus.
All right. Now tell me, is this the only way I can get you right back in? If so, then searching I'll go. Then I can have you for show. Then you'll be loving me.
The way you're saying this, like,
touching
second word.
Me, holding me.
Holding me.
Squeezing me.
Squeezing me.
So girl, don't keep saying to me what I'm feeling.
Who is Omarion?
Is making believe. Got me drunk in the club.
Girl,
with two.
This game is so rigged.
Bad ladies, and I'm acting a fool.
Is, what is that, Ray J?
Yes, what's the song?
That's
but I can't lie, I'm missing you, baby, baby, baby. Ray J, come on, girl.
I don't even know.
It was One Wish.
Oh my God,
girl.
I started saying that. I literally said One
I
Wish.
I even said that
one.
Holding me, loving
yeah.
me.
Okay, I knew that one. But you ever oh. saying like spoken word. Holding
oh
me.
Oh my gosh. All right, girl. Me. So we are almost out of time. So before we wrap up, let's get into these predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, girl. I know you said you had some stuff already coming up
yes,
for this. So what you
my
got?
My prediction. Is that April and Fizz are finally going to man up and woman up. And they're going to talk about it. I think they're going to take the next step, too, because I saw them.
All right. They was already kissing up on each other.
Yeah, because he leaned in first. Did you see that?
No, I did. He said, "I don't care, baby." He licked his lips and he leaned
she's
in.
Like, and she played off. She's like, "Oh my God, you leaning in like you want to
okay.
sign." Like,
that's sexy though when a man takes control, okay?
That is.
It's a sexy move. I mean, Booby tried it with licking his lips. All right, quickly, my prediction. All right. Just saying. All right.
Oh, God.
My quick prediction is, I already know, I was about to say Fizz. Zell is going to get to everybody before Lil Fizz and April.
Oh, my God,
April,
I thought you were
going to
say something else. We said it's going to get to everybody. I was like, oh, my God, all the girls? Going to get everybody, going to bag
everybody. No, he's gonna dish it out. He's going to tell everybody about Lil Fizz and April before they could, you know, say that they're funny. A couple.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a good prediction.
Yes. Oh,
all
my
right,
God.
Y'all. Well, thank you for that rocking with
is,
us.
Okay, that right. is our prediction. All right, Rakaya. But before we go, let our people know where they can find you.
Yes, you can find me on all social media platforms, spelled with my first and last name, Rakaya Crawford, RIKAYAHCRAWFORD. Again, I just dropped a new single called Lace with Pain. Also, catch me every Tuesday hosting and singing at the Unplugged LA show, which will be held at the study every single Tuesday starting at 9 p.m. What about you, Dan?
Yes, and it's your girl, Lanisha. You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A, 914. All right. See y'all.
We are out.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.